Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to your Mixed Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe, and I welcome you guys to episode 6. If you can't tell by my voice, obviously I'm not doing well at the moment, and I thought might as well record this at the beginning of the sickness rather than I get progressively worse over time and you just wouldn't want to hear me. So I hope that my voice isn't too unbearable. I'm going to have a good time editing this, and every single sniffle and all that stuff will be cut out because I know you don't want to hear that. But I'm saying that, but am I going to spend 4 hours editing? Probably not. So I'm sorry if you hear me sniffling. You know, it's normal, right? You go to class, everybody's sniffling. I'm very, anti going to class when I'm sick. If I have a cough, there's no way I'm leaving my house. That's not happening. But I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this, funny enough, right? A couple of things. My brain is all over the place. I went to the store yesterday to get soup and stuff so I could feel better. And I also needed to get body wash for my shower. And then I ended up buying Tide Pods. Do you guys see where my brain is at? I'm really on another level right now. I'm doing better today. But I had class and I was like, okay, I'm not dying right now. It should be fine. I literally walked in that class. That class is from 6 p.m. to 9. I was there for 2 seconds. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I went up to the TA. I was like, I'll email you. I can't do this. And I walked out of class. So now I'm here. I wish I was going to sleep, but I have a meeting at 10 p.m. So I have to stay up for that. So I'm like, might as well record the podcast episode while I wait for that to happen. So here we are. And I'm very excited. Like I said, I was really looking forward to February. And I wish I had more energy than I did right now because we have some good things to talk about. I have so much that I want to do. And I'm like, I don't know what order I want to do it in. So just bear with me, right? So I had people submit entries for February with Remixed Reality Podcast. That will remain open for the entire month. So if you have questions and stuff like that, obviously I think as the month goes on for the topics that I've already covered, I'm going to make it a non-required question. So for example, if you want to fill out the form tomorrow and you want me to talk about friendships, obviously that would be a future episode because today's episode is going to be about friendships, if that makes sense. You can still submit your questions. I'll do a Q&A probably every few weeks or every few podcast episodes if you want to ask me anything. Let me say, getting people to fill out this form was like pulling out people's teeth. It was really hard. I had to send it to a lot of my friends personally, and I still haven't gotten all of them. So we're going to do with what we have. I also had some random people I've never met submit the form, and I love that. Thank you for being a part of the Remixed Reality Podcast family, and I hope that I could be of some sort of help to you. So like I said, today's episode is going to be about friendships, and I think what I'm going to do is tell you guys a little bit of a story about me and my journey with finding friends. I'm going to read you a little bit of something that I wrote almost exactly a year ago today, and then we'll get started. But before I do, we're going to do some life updates. Finally finished my visa application. Finally, I'm ready. My passport finally came. Everything's looking good right now, right? Everything's looking good. Unfortunately, I'm sick, but I did start work today, and I'm in theory, working in a different time zone is great, right? Because you're oh, I'll be up. I have an 8 a.m. anyway, so, But no, when you actually have to wake up at 5:30, only for there to be so many technical difficulties that you could not contact any of your students. And you're just like, okay, so I woke up at 5:30 for nothing. It was a great day. I was up. I was going to go back to sleep right away, but I just couldn't sleep. I was like so unwell that I was just, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was doing homework. I was reading. I was doing something. And then I ended up falling asleep at like 11-ish p.m. or a.m. And then I had class, or I had a meeting at 3. And then I had class at 6, but obviously you guys know I didn't go. So that's, I guess, the only life updates. Let's see. Oh, the Grammys was yesterday. That was crazy. I didn't watch it, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself because this isn't a pop culture podcast. But we can talk pop culture. I'm just not doing that today because I'm not trying to get in fights with people. Another thing, super random, but I am relearning Spanish right now. I did 3 years in high school, but obviously I'm going to Spain, so I need to, you know, clean up a little bit. And Duolingo is so messy. I love you guys so much. Sponsor me. But literally every day I'm getting notifications. Sandra took your number one spot. Sandra took your number one spot. Come and beat Sandra. Oh, Lily, you know, Sasha's your number one rival. You guys should add each other so you guys can keep tabs on each other. Like, why are you being messy? Why are you being messy? I literally got a notification 5 minutes ago. What does it say? Chris earned more XP than you. Come claim your number one spot back. No. No. I don't care. Okay? I love you guys. But no, I can't stop in the middle of everything. And I will literally be on Duolingo for like 30 minutes every single day. Let me not lie. But I'm not stopping my life to beat somebody I don't know that lives across the country from me. I'm sorry. I'm not into that. Anyways, let's get started. All right. Friendships. Friendships, friendships, friendships. Such an interesting subject to talk about. I have so many things that I could say, that I want to say, things that I'm not going to say. But I think one thing that's very interesting with me is making friends is always something that was really hard for me when I was like younger. Like most particularly middle school. And I'm not just going to say making friends, but making good friends. Obviously, I know you're super young. You're 11, you're 12, whatever. What does a good friend mean? I still think that we could have qualities that make you a good person even when you're that young, but okay. But I remember it was so hard for me to make friends, whether it was at church. Like I always felt like the outsider in more ways than one, and it was really weird, like especially in that environment, like feeling like there was like subcategories or like groups of like the popular kids or the PKs or whatever you want to call them, and then there was like everybody else, and there was like the commoners, and then there was like the outsiders, and I always felt like an outsider. Like, it was really sad, and I remember, I'm thinking of this, but I remember one time, one thing is, like, I was very involved, right? Like, I was doing a lot of things, and I think that is also part of the reason why I had a hard time making friends, is because I was a stage manager, I was on the worship team, during Sundays, I was a team lead for cafe. Like, I was doing a lot of things at once, and because of that, I think I was always doing something, so I've never had time to, like, make genuine connections with people. But even on those teams, like, I wasn't making connections with people. I remember one time, this is really sad actually, I had just finished leading worship, right? And it was the end of the service, whatever, and we always have an after party for youth after service. And I remember I didn't know anybody that was there. This should really be in the church episode, but I'm just going to add it here because it relates to friendships. I had nobody that I knew that was really there. I knew like a few people because I'd been at that church for a very long time, but nobody that I was like connected with. Everybody kind of had their own cliques and groups. And I remember I just went in the bathroom. This is kind of sad. It's giving flashbacks to high school. I'm sorry. I went in the bathroom and I just sat in the stall and I just cried for a very long time. And I've never told anybody that, but I'm thinking about it. And obviously, if you guys haven't couldn't tell from the last episode, like sometimes when I'm telling a story that's like sad, I'll laugh. That's just how I cope. I'm so sorry. But I was just crying in the stall. And I was texting whoever was picking me up that night. It was probably one of my sisters to come get me. Because it was at that point in time when they had graduated out already. So they weren't coming to youth with me. Because if anything, I could just like stay with my sister, Sarah, and like force her to hang out with me. But it was at the time where she had already graduated. So it was like, whatever. But I was really sad. And I was in the bathroom and I was crying. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is not the life that I'm supposed to be living. Like, why am I crying right now? Get up. But yeah, I would like to say that that whole situation changed when I like found my people at church in particular, and to be honest, I didn't, and I think that's okay. I think obviously there's gonna be spaces in which you will not feel I don't want to say that I didn't feel like I was not meant to be in that space. I think I was meant to be in that space. I just didn't have people that I connected with on that level. Like, even in my connect groups, I'm getting too deep into this because this is definitely good stuff to talk about from the faith episode, but I just never really felt connected to people. And then at school as well, it was really hard. And I remember I had a leader, she was a student leader at the time, it was when I was in middle school, and we were talking about friendships. It was February, and like I said, at my old church, they used to pick a subject for every single week in the month of February and talk about something that had to do with relationships of some sort. And so one week they talked about friendships, and I had said that I had, like, I struggled a lot making friends. I didn't know what it was. Like, either the friends that I had, like, just weren't the best, or everybody kept leaving. Like, it was just really, I had serious abandonment issues. But anyways, I just, like, didn't know, because I felt like I poured my everything into my friends, but I wasn't getting anything back. But yeah, we were so young, so I'm like, can I even expect people to be good friends? And I'm talking, like, hangouts on the weekend, not an invite, not a note, like, everybody in the friend group gets invited, making plans in front of me. Like, it was really bad. Obviously, I feel like it's very mean girl middle school, whatever, but that's just the people that I unfortunately was around. And I was gonna say attracted, which I hate saying that because I don't like to think that I attracted people who didn't care about me, but that's just the people who were always around me. And so I struggled with that for a long time. But then I did end up meeting, I was in like a trio from freshman year to junior year of high school, and I don't really talk to the two of them that much anymore. But that, I think, was probably the closest thing that I've had ever, with the exception of like my friendships now in college, that I've had to like really genuine friendships. Like, we talked every single day of COVID from 2020 up until 2023. Like, we were locked in. We were besties, or 2022 actually. We were besties. Unfortunately, we had a falling out, and I know people say trios never work, but I think with that friendship in particular, that group in particular, like, we would always just be talking to each other. We would share so much with each other. We would support each other, lift each other up. I really missed those times. Like, we could all relate. Like, being vulnerable with each other wasn't something that was weird or awkward, and that was the first time I've ever experienced something like that. So I experienced that. And then coming out of that, it was really hard to find a friendship. I don't want to say that lived up to that, because I don't think we should be comparing our friendships, but that I was equally being poured into as I was also pouring into others. And I also had friends in, I remember one time. So from that moment forward, I kind of just shut myself off. I had other friends. I had other people that I cared about. There was just a lot, I think, I'm thinking about. And I had so many different things. Yeah, we're not going to get into that right now because I'll be here for a long time. But I had other friends and people who I just genuinely cared about a lot. But it was different, right? It was not like that. I would say a lot of my friendships were surface level from that time on. And I still valued and cherished all my friends so, so much. But it was something different, right? It was like everybody's kind of in their own zone. We all had our own goals and things that we were trying to accomplish. We're trying to like end high school strong and do all these different things. People start having different interests and different personalities, all those different things, which is all normal. I don't think that it's very rare that you leave high school with the same people that you go into high school with. Funny enough, I sort of did. It was really weird. But yeah, so really weird times and stuff like that. And I had a really hard time trusting people. It was very hard. A lot of that is rooted in other things, but I could not trust my friends for the life of me. Not that I feel like a space was created or trust was built, because I think that's something that needs to be built. But it was just like, I couldn't do it. I remember one time I had hit an all-time low, right? And I know the person who I'm about to talk about listen to this podcast. So if you realize, oh crap, I did that, I promise I love you and I do not hold any resentment towards you anymore. I just think it was a really good example for me. Anyways, one time, I think it was either junior or senior year of high school, maybe it was sophomore year, it was during high school, I was like I was going through it, and I don't remember what exactly happened, but I just knew that I was going through it. And I had texted my friend, hey, like, can you talk right now? And I believe we were probably in the middle of, like, we didn't really do midterms, but, like, big exams coming up or something like that. So it wasn't the most convenient time to be texting people. But I'm also not the person to, like, reach out to you if I need something, right? Like, I would typically, like, figure it out myself and then whatever, right? Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to reach out to somebody. And I was like, oh, like, can you talk right now? And I was going through it, I just recall. And they had said, depends on what for. And I was like, okay, well, I'm never reaching out to anybody ever again. And then after they, like, caught themselves and they, like, apologized because, like, that sounded really terrible. But I just thought that was a really interesting example to kind of show, like, I always felt like my friendships were conditional in a sense. Like, I had to be giving something in order to get something, if that makes sense. Like, if I needed support or something like that, I felt like it was like a transaction, right? And I think that's not really the way that I live my friendships or how I, you know, work with my friendships right now. I think in college, I met so many amazing people. And there's people that I just consider acquaintances, and there are people that I consider my closest friends in the world. I wish I could say I'm still best friends with everybody I went to high school with, but the reality is I'm not at all. I don't talk to, like, anybody from high school. And that's okay. And I think one thing I will say is,
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I know the majority of us that are listening to this podcast are between like 18 to 35. Some people after that, right? Because I can see the demographics. But I think for me during that transition period, and I think this could apply regardless of what stage of life you're in, is like there's going to be points and times in which like you just outgrow people or people outgrow you. And I don't think there always has to be this big blow up attached to why you're no longer friends with somebody. However, I think for so long I put up with the worst stuff and I just let the craziest thing slide because I was more scared of being alone than with being with bad company. And I could say now I'm out of that mindset. I would much rather be alone and be in my own company than be surrounded by people who genuinely don't care about me. And that unfortunately caused me to lose a lot of friendships. And I wouldn't say lose a lot of friendships. I think there's like one friendship that like meant the world to me that I'm just no longer really in. And I think I just realized that we grew apart. And if we are meant to be in each other's life forever, like it's gonna happen, and if it's not, I don't think it's something that you need to force. But I just wanted to give you a warning, right? If you're going into a new transition period of your life, there's a good chance that you're gonna lose some of the people that you consider the closest to you, and for the longest time you are gonna feel like your heart is ripped out, very much so. And I'm gonna find this really quick. Okay, I'm back. I was trying to find a thing that I knew that I wrote, and I found it, and so I'm going to read it, but in a little bit. I just wanted to, before I get into this advice segment, right, I want to, because I'm going to be reading some of you guys' responses to situations, I wanted to briefly go over some things that have been told to me that I think in regards to friendship that has stuck with me for the rest of my life. One is I've heard the phrase, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. I think that is very true, as much as we hate to admit it. I think people always say that after you spend so much time with somebody, you become them. I think that, in a sense, is an unhealthy thing. I don't think that you should be fully transformed into the person to the right or to the left of you, regardless of how much time that you spend with them. I think they should be bringing the best out of you. But I think who we surround ourselves with is often who we mirror, right? So I think if you're choosing to surround yourself with people who are not going down the same path in life as you, or do not value the same things, or have the same morals, there are chances are somebody's going to change, right? And I don't think that change is always good change. And so I would say, be very cognizant of who you let in your circle. I think your space and your energy and your time is precious and valuable. And I think if you looked at it that way, like, you would approach friendships and situations a lot better. Secondly, I would say friendship is an opportunity to love the people around you unconditionally. I think for me, even looking back on friends that I had for 12 plus years that I no longer speak to, although in the moment it feels like your heart is being ripped out of your chest when you no longer talk to them, I know that the love that I gave them during that period was not done in vain, and I know that I was able to love them unconditionally during that time. I don't know how long that person was meant to be in my life for, but if they're meant to be in my life for a season or forever, like, I'm glad that I got the opportunity to love them. And I think it's okay to have friends that are just there for a season. I think it's very normal. People who I thought were going to be my maid of honor at my wedding one day, I no longer speak to. And I think that's the craziest thing, because when you're younger, even when you're in your 20s or whatever the case is, and you're going through that, like, it's so hard to look past that moment, right? Next, I think we hear, like, friend for a reason, friend for a season. I don't know if anybody's heard that, but I think that honestly reigns true in multiple avenues of relationships. There are just some people who are only meant to be in your life for a season, and I would encourage you to love them as much as you can, because obviously you don't know how long somebody's going to be in your life, but also receive that love. I think it's so easy to be pouring into other people, but not allowing people to pour into you. And I think if you're the fixer friend or whatever the case is, it's very easy to get burnt out, right? Going back to that situation that I told about that text messages, I was never the friend to reach out to somebody, right? Like I had said, like, I wouldn't say I'm the fixer friend, but I was. And so because of that, nobody's ever expected me to reach out if I needed anything. And obviously I regret that fully, because I was completely burnt out and I was just not getting poured into by anybody around me. And it was just really terrible for me mentally and physically and emotionally and all these different things. But yeah, next, I would say a good friend is somebody who's reliable, right? I think reliability, is that a word? Probably. It looks different for everybody. I think obviously we're going to go through different seasons in life. And I keep using the word seasons, but I'm sorry. We go through different parts in life in which we're just really, really busy. And we can't focus, or we can't text a friend back, or whatever the case is. Like, I think as long as you're communicating with that, I feel like it's okay. I'm saying this is something that I definitely need to get better at. I think reliability is dependent on seasons sometimes, and I think as long as you're open and communicating with each other that, hey, this could look a little bit different for this period in time compared to what it usually does, I think that's okay. But something that you could go to literally for anything, right? I know people say they have different friends for different things. I think that's great, but I think you should also just have your person that, regardless of what you're bringing to them, they'll accept you, they'll give you advice, they'll whatever. But I've been talking about what a good friend is, but I think I also want to talk a little bit about what makes you a good friend. I feel like all the quality and traits that you would want in somebody, you should also be pouring into somebody, or you should, all the qualities and traits that you would want somebody to treat you with, you should treat others with. But beyond that, I think a good friend is somebody who asks their friends what they need, right? I think, like, in any relationship, right, you're probably gonna have that conversation, like, what do you need from me? I think in friendships, we should make that more normal. Like, asking your friends, what do you need from me? How can I be a better friend? How can I be a better person and support you in whatever you're going through? I think it's a very important conversation to have. And yeah, I think that is very important. So let us get into some reading. So I love my friends so much. Like, so, so much. This is something that I wrote about somebody that I'm not as close with anymore. They don't know that I wrote this about them, but I have it in my Google Docs, and I was like, I'm gonna read it. And I'm gonna read two pieces of writing for you guys today. Both of them were written by me. I don't know when each was written, but yes. Okay. This one is called Emergency Room. I think about you a lot. I try to look back and trace where it all fell apart. You're my comfort person, the one that reminded me that I was not alone in this cruel world. You reminded me that I had value, that I am loved. You helped me unlearn all the lies that were spoken over me, regardless of how hard your day at work was or the BS your family put you through. You still made time and a place for me. I remember we used to plan our lives, talk about how we couldn't wait to move out and move in with each other. We would laugh at the futures so we did not dwell in the present. I never dreaded talking to you. In fact, it was the favorite part of my day. I felt like I could be my weird self with you. I find it funny how we used to call you ER, because that's what you were for so many people. A place where people could come and get the love and care and healing that they needed. I wish I could turn back the clocks and think about where we all went wrong. One day we were best friends, and now we're strangers. The occasional story, like, to let you know that I still deeply care about you. I miss you. I love you. And thank you for being my friend for a reason and friend for a season. Oh, I miss them. Wait, that's cute. So that's, I wrote about one of my friends after we kind of had a falling out. And it just reminded me that I think, like I said, friendship breakups hurt so badly. But being able to look back on that and knowing that, like, I was loved so deeply by this person and knowing that I was able to love them just as much gives me a great sense of, like, joy, right? Knowing that whatever they're going through in life now, like, hoping that they're able to reflect on the friendship that we had and have nothing but joy and love like I do when I read that. Yeah. I was going to read you guys a different one about a different friend that I now, like, don't talk to at all. And I, to be honest, don't have, like, the prettiest memories with, but it was too depressing. So I'm not going to put you guys through that. But I am going to switch gears a little bit and talk about my friendships in college and how much they mean to me and how much I love all my friends so, so deeply. I've said this multiple times, but I think college is one of those places in which, like, you are going to find a deep level of appreciation for everybody around you. I think there's something, if you went to middle school, high school, elementary school with the same people, or even just high school with the same people, it's really easy to just continue to be surrounded by them because they're just because of proximity, right? But when you go to college, like, it's not like that anymore. You're not as close to the people who you care about and all those different things. And I think because of that, I lost a lot of friends in the sense that, like, we were no longer each other's priority, as hard as it sounds. And I think I didn't hold much resentment for anybody. I think I'm excited for you moving on and starting a new chapter and meeting new people who are meant to be in your life. I don't want to hold anybody that I care about back from discovering, like, the people who are meant to be in their life. And so I think that's one thing that I had. I had the mindset going into college that I would never be mad at somebody for not picking me in terms of, like, my friends who I had in high school that I no longer talk to while I'm in college. Like, I was never mad at anybody for that reason. It was never because I was jealous or whatever the case is. And I think that's one thing that I had to keep reminding myself is, like, everybody's going through their different things. Everybody's going through life, and I am not in no way, shape, or form the person to be judging them for not texting me back or whatever the case is. I just know that, like, maybe our season of friendship is over. However, going into college, I honestly didn't realize some of the stuff that I put up with until I got to college and I realized, like, that wasn't normal in terms of, like, friendships and people, like, the way people talk about you, jealousy, all these different things. I know I briefly looked at some of the questions. A lot of it will be a blind read, but I did say that you guys had some questions about, like, jealousy and friendships and how to navigate that and stuff like that. So I'm not going to touch too heavily on that. But I remember going into college, I set really high standards for the friends that I wanted to have because literally week zero, I was in my dorm room with somebody who I literally had just met, and we were talking about high school. We were talking about, because what do you do when you're a freshman, right? That's all you know. We were talking about prom, and so she was asking us about our prom dresses and our prom experience, and so I was going through the photos, and she was asking me about prom. And I had personally a terrible prom experience. Not going to get into the details, but I actually was class president, so I helped plan prom. And I had a terrible time, right? It was a terrible time. Was it terrible because I thought it was terrible? No, right? It was terrible because my friends, quote unquote, said that it was terrible. It was actually really bad. And I wasn't going to share this story, but I am going to share this story. I'm so sorry. And to anybody who, you know, I'm talking about you, I'm so sorry. I did not realize how terrible of a thing this was until I got to college because my friends were like, oh, how was your prom? And this is what we talked about. Like I said, I was senior class president, so I planned prom. I helped plan prom with my cabinet, right? Prom had been started getting planned junior year of high school. Okay, here's a couple things. Guys, am I really going to be messy right now? It's okay. I'm so sorry. There's certain things that I was going to say one thing and I'm not going to say it, right? Okay, so because of that, I was, like, constantly really, really busy. It's one of the things that I honestly regret is because I felt like senior year was such a time where everybody got really close. Like, suddenly I was friends with people who I hadn't talked to since middle school. And I really enjoyed that, but also at the same time, I didn't get time to pour into the people who were around me. And so that's a regret that I have, right? Is instead of doing everything, I wish I could have just sat and loved the people around me a little bit more. But obviously, I can't do anything about that now. But it's a regret that I do hold. Is I was in the ASB room 24/7, like during lunch, doing the most random stuff, doing the most random tasks, doing stuff for Black Student Union, like doing everything and more. And I regret that because I could not love the people around me the way that I was supposed to. Okay, I need to preface this by saying that. So I'm saying this out of saying that I honestly, although I felt like I probably wasn't the best friend during this time period anyway, I was very communicative. We're going to pretend that's a word too. I communicated a lot. I over-communicated saying I would not be able to be with you guys today for lunch. I wouldn't be able to do this. I still communicated. However, because my friends didn't necessarily, like, know how much the stuff that I was doing meant to me in terms of, like, Black Student Union and making sure that prom went really well and all these different things. Like, it was hard for them to see it in my perspective, if that makes sense. So to them, it probably seemed like I was abandoning them, and I definitely will take responsibility for that because I'm not going to sit here and blame a whole group of people. But to me, it was like I really genuinely cared about the stuff that I was doing, and I was passionate about building community, specifically with Black Student Union, that like I was okay with giving up my lunch to focus on like doing stuff for that. And so prom, right? Mind you, prom has been being planned since junior year of high school. I was vice president junior and sophomore year. So I got, you know, we were raising money from the beginning of our high school career up until senior year for this moment, right? We picked our prom venue in our junior year, but we got to tour the prom venue. I just want to set this up correctly so you see where my heart was at when I'm trying to tell the story, right? And I will probably go back and forth between deciding if I'm going to keep this in, but I think it's a very important story, okay? There's two stories I want to tell. Unfortunately, they're by the same person. I was going to say I'm sorry, but I just want to put this out there, right? Okay, so I'm this friend. Because my dad was like, oh, what's the face? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? You guys were best friends. What do you mean? I'm like, sir, can you leave me alone?
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Oh my God, I want to talk about it. Anyways. So, it was senior year of high school, and we were taking the rest of the seniors in ASB to go tour the prom venue. Mind you, the prom venue had to stay a secret until the day that we were, you know, announcing it. My friend had known that we were on a field trip, and ASB rarely goes on field trips. And so this friend had my location, and I was a dummy, and I forgot to turn off my location, right, when I went to go tour this prom venue. Granted, I'm not thinking, my best friend's going to stalk my location when I'm on a field trip with ASB trying to show the seniors, you know, where we're having prom and also film content for our prom announcement. I was not thinking that, right? But I didn't turn off my location, and so I take accountability for that. I'm pretty sure I told my teacher this, and she, like, blamed me. She was like, we should turn off your location, so whatever. But I forgot to turn off my location, and my friend had sat there during lunch with a circle of people and stalked my location to try and see and figure out where prom was. And I know to you guys, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. You're probably like, okay, Lily, like, it's not that big of a deal. But I got back to school in the middle of lunch, and I get told, oh, we know where prom is. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, she was stalking your location the whole time, so now we know where prom is. Mind you guys, the prom location secret was one that was supposed to be kept. I think it was until, like, we literally had, like, 2 more weeks until prom was being announced. And all of a sudden, all these people knew. And I was livid because it was something that we were so excited for the announcement and all this stuff. It was supposed to be at the rally. And it was very underwhelming because everybody already knew at that point in time, right? Word travels extremely fast. She had sat there during lunch and tracked my location while I was on this field trip for school to try to figure out where prom is, and then not only just kept it to herself, but told everybody else. So I was really mad at her. We had a huge fight after that. Whatever. Okay? We made up. Now, fast forward to prom. Prom is happening. A couple of things happen that I'm not going to talk about. We're just going to skip to prom. Like, at the actual, there was a lot. Prom was crazy. I think prom alone, I could record an episode just on prom, but I'm not going to, right? Because I need to leave the past in the past. Amen. Okay. But prom rolls around, and we're at prom, like I said, and I went with a friend group of people, and we had made plans and all this stuff, and our plan after was to go to one of our friend's house and chill, and then we were all gonna sleep over. Okay, so prom is over, for one. My friend, my best friend, had left in the middle of prom, okay? I don't know. She went to on the streets of downtown. Don't ask me what she was doing. I don't know. Majority of my friendship group had left. Mind you, we're all Ubering home together, so this is a problem, right? We had planned a meetup spot where we're going to meet up. We're in the middle of downtown San Diego. Definitely not a place you want to be, you know, walking around by yourself past a certain point in time in a prom dress and heels, right? So I'm like, okay, where is everybody? We're trying to figure out where everybody is. We're trying to wrangle everybody together. And we finally find everybody. I'm like, where did you go? Like, super weird that you would just leave. Okay, but whatever. None of them are really dancing, with the exception of one of my friends, and I love her so much. I was going to say her name, but I'm not going to. I love you. You know who you are. She literally had a boot on. She was injured. And she was on the dance floor with me because she knew how much work I had put into this crap. She had one leg, and she was dancing with me the entire time. And I love you dearly for that. And you don't understand how much I appreciate you for that, because you were honestly the highlight of my night. Anyways, my friends the entire time were complaining about how they hated it, how prom was bad, how this, how that. In the middle of prom, while I'm trying to have a good time, while I'm trying to dance, freaking 3 years of work. In that moment, my friends, quote unquote, and I'm saying that in quotes because I didn't realize this was terrible until I got to college. And they were just talking about how terrible prom was. And I was like, that sucks. Like, I was trying not to cry the entire night, cry my makeup off. Like, I could not enjoy myself because I had my friends sitting on the couch with their arms folded looking mad. And I literally felt so defeated in that moment because I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, there's people dancing. Yeah, it looks like some people is having a good time. But if my closest friends are saying it's terrible, it's probably terrible. I had one of my friends who was also an ASB come up to me in the middle. He's like, Lily, you did so good. Great job. Like, people love it. But I didn't feel that because the people closest to me were telling me that it was terrible. Okay. I was like, okay, it's fine. Prom is over. You can go home. I actually left early. Crazy. Because my friends, like, wanted to leave so bad. I left the prom that I planned early because my friends wanted to leave so bad. Anyways, so we leave, we get in our Ubers, we get home. My friend's mom is asking us how prom was. We're all sitting in the kitchen. We had all, like, we're eating, like, whatever. And they're like, it was bad. Like, literally just insult after insult. It was terrible. It was da-da-da-da, like, over and over again. For context, we had our prom at a nightclub, right? It was not, like, I think I'm biased. Maybe I can't speak on this, but maybe one of my other friends who liked it could speak on it. Like, it wasn't terrible. Was the music the best? No. But am I a DJ? No, I can't control that. The venue was great. Like, the food, if you ate it, I didn't even eat the food, but I heard the food was good. The drinks were good. Like, that was great. But they were just like, it's terrible, terrible. And I literally had to go upstairs. They also probably don't know this, but I went upstairs. And I just cried because I was like, oh, that sucks. I was like, oh, I need to, you know, go to the bathroom or I need to go shower or something. But they were literally just openly talking crap about prom in front of me as if they didn't know that I spent 3 years planning it. Okay. So that's an example of bad friends. I just thought I would, not all of them, right? Because not all of them were complaining, but the ones that would openly talk crap about something that you cared so much about and that you poured so much like heart and soul into, really sucks. And at that time, I did not even want to go to prom. I was going through so much. I did not want to leave. I was going to fake having COVID so I didn't have to go to prom. And so going through all that, buying your dress, doing all this stuff, and then at the end of it, not wanting to go so badly, and then having something that you worked on for so long be like ripped apart, even if it wasn't the best, do I think saying it was terrible in the middle of it and right after it in front of me was probably a good idea? No. At that point, just talk crap about me behind my back. I don't really care. Another thing is, I do think I put my identity into that, so I felt like if they were saying prom is bad, that meant that I was bad, but I think you would understand why I think that. Anyways, that's an example of bad friends, okay? That's an example of non-reliable people. I do believe that friends should be able to tell you the truth, however, I think they should be able to tell you the truth in a loving manner, right? And I think complaining about something like that in the midst of it, when nothing can change, isn't really going to do anything, and I think that really just stripped my self-confidence. I hated my life after that. I'm so sorry. Okay. Next, last thing. Okay. I was in college at this point in time, so we're going to move on. And I was still in contact with the people that I went to high school with, some of them, like my friend group. But we were definitely all like fading away and, you know, leaving each other a little bit. And I think one of our friends in particular was really, really scared about that. Like, she did not want us to not be friends anymore. Like, we all went to college all across California. And so it was going to be really hard to keep in touch with each other. Like, some of us are 8 hours away from each other, but she really wanted to create or make an effort to stay in touch. And I admire that and I love that, but it just really wasn't going to happen because everybody didn't care. Like, everybody didn't put the same effort in. And I think when you don't have mutual effort in something, in a long distance friendship or relationship or whatever the case is, it's not going to work out. Unfortunately, it's just not gonna work. And I remember I was talking to one of my friends. She's like, oh, let's plan something for when we get back for break. I'm like, okay, great. Unfortunately, my dad had gotten sick and was in the hospital during that time. This was my freshman year of college. I literally had, like, took a final and then took the train to San Diego and was there forever. And then even after my dad got out of the hospital, he was still had to be, like, taken care of a little bit and all that stuff. Like, one of us typically had to be there with him even after he got out of the hospital. And my friend was aware of this. She was very aware that this was occurring in my life. She was one of the only people that I actually told what was happening. And we had planned to hang out during break. And she had said that her sister or somebody in her family had tested positive for COVID. And obviously my dad had just gotten out of the hospital. I was about to leave for school the next day. I really wasn't about to risk that, right? So I was like, oh, I don't really feel comfortable. And she called me and she had a field day with me and said that, I don't remember exactly, but she was basically saying that I wasn't putting effort in and that she flipped things around so that she could accommodate me. And that I'm just going to like bail, which I thought was really interesting. And I think that was my last straw on this friendship is because I was like, I think the lack of like thinking for a second is one thing. It's like, I had just told you that, like, I just told you that I needed to be home because my dad is sick, right? And so I need to take care of him, which is why we had to, you know, plan according to my schedule. However, you just told me that somebody in your family has COVID, and I am not trying to risk getting myself sick or my father sick, so I'm not going to put myself in that situation. If I'm deemed as selfish or a terrible friend for that, then that's okay. So when I say somebody is reliable, I mean reliable in every season of life, not just reliable when they want something from you. I think that's something that is very, very important because I think in that friendship in particular, I don't even know. It felt like it was a mutual thing. We were both loving each other and pouring into each other, but at some point in time, it just stopped being mutual. And it was just, I was only being contacted when somebody needed something, right? And I hated that. I hated being just the person that you call 24/7, but I also put some of that responsibility on myself because I made myself that. Obviously, if I'm not reaching out to somebody and all that stuff, nobody's going to think Lily needs help or Lily's whatever. But that was a situation in which I did say and put my foot down and set a boundary and be like, I'm not doing this. And in turn, I just got slapped in the face and, you know, obviously not physically. But I just ended up losing that friendship over something. To me, it was a really big deal. I think it's not the situation itself. I think it's the principle surrounding it. And so I haven't spoken to them much since then. But I think the friends that I ended up making in college taught me what like unconditional love was and what it looks like to truly just get to know somebody and like love somebody. And it's not out of obligation, but it's out of choice. It's like being chosen by your friends, not because you've known each other your entire life, but choosing to get to know somebody, get to know their story, I think is something that's so beautiful. And college is a place, and after college and your workplace is a place to get to know that, because you'll be surrounded by so many diverse people in terms of stories. Like, just learning where people come from, their background, something that is so fascinating to me. And I've got the opportunity to just hear a little bit about people. Like, I love hearing people's stories and stuff like that. And so when I went to college, I set my standards very high when it came to friendship. And my friends literally, like, loved me back to being my whole self. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I just really went through a long time of feeling like I wasn't worthy of strong friendships. But they told me, or they taught me that that wasn't true, that that was furthest from the truth. And I want to read you guys something that I wrote almost a year ago, okay? It was February 5th of 2024. I haven't read it since, so please, I don't know what I'm going to say in here, but I know it's surrounding friendships. It's currently 12:50, and you 100% need to be up for 9 a.m. in a few hours, but it's okay because you can't sleep. However, this time, it's not the restlessness that you usually feel. It's not your anxiety getting the best of you, your insecurities keeping you up at night. You have so many thoughts, emotions, yes, surprise, you're feeling those again. Despite things in your life not being perfect, you're filled with so much joy. Joy that you never thought you would have experienced in your life. Surrounded by the kindest souls with so much love to give and receive. I do not think I've laughed this much my entire life than I have in the past month. You've learned so much about yourself. You learn to love the life that you have now despite the flaws. You want to live, you want to grow old, you want to experience all the milestones that life has to offer. You stopped worrying about who doesn't love you and started putting your energy into those who do. And yeah, you have the moments of missing people in your past, but the people in your future and present are reminding you of what true love looks and feels like. Every time you go home, you feel like a visitor. A bittersweet feeling, but the truth is when you're here, you feel at home. I'm glad you stuck around. keep pushing despite the overwhelming challenges and pain that you've endured. Know that in the end, it all works out for the better. And of course, Waiting Room just started playing while I'm writing this. I'm unwell. So I wrote that about a year ago. And one thing I want to highlight in particular, briefly, that I talked about before I get into the Q&A segment, is just joy. Like, choosing to surround myself with people who choose joy even in the hardest moments, I think is something that is so beautiful. Something that I think has been modeled to me more recently. It's like, although your life isn't perfect, like, you can still choose to find joy in the little moments. And I think I've, because of the friends that I've had, like, I've learned to love myself deeper than anything. I think when somebody loves you so deeply, it makes you love yourself even more. And I think surround yourself with people who make you love yourself and make you want to give that unconditional love out to everybody else around you. Okay? Okay. So, the last thing I'm going to say is, I think even with my friends that I have now, like, obviously we don't go through perfect seasons. I don't think that's normal. I don't think it's normal to be, you know, besties forever 24/7. But I think forgiveness is one thing that we should exercise all the time. I think for me, even talking about those, some of those situations in the past, like, I say I don't hold any resentment towards those people anymore. That's just because I don't want that bitterness in my heart anymore. Like, I give that up. I don't need that. But I think when it comes to your friendships now, like, sometimes you're gonna fight. But sometimes the people in your life are worth fighting for. And I think find the people who are worth fighting for. And that means, you know, pushing past the arguments and things like that, and honestly just being willing and open to have conversations. I think, and one thing is, like, the maturity level, I think, is one thing that I set, is like, if I don't have friends that I can have real and genuine conversations with and that I can pull aside when need be and talk to them about whatever, then I don't want that. And if I can't be that for somebody, then I don't want that either. And I would say that forgiveness should be at the center of every single friendship. Trust should be at the center of every single friendship. I think you can rebuild a broken friendship if you want to, if you genuinely want to, if there's that need and that desire to build that, I think you definitely can. And so that's one thing that I've just been thinking about is, obviously we'll go through ups and downs. You'll lose friends even now in your 20s, in your 30s, whatever the case is, but just choosing that each time that happens, that you elevate yourself, that you're like, okay, I'm going to be the friend that I want to be, that I want somebody to be to me. And also, when I find that friend, I'm going to try and find, what type of friend do they need out of me? What type of person can I be for them? All right. So, remember to practice forgiveness. Anyways, we're going to get into the Q&A section of this. I pulled up the form from February. And I'm going to look at the responses by question. And we're just going to go over the friendship one. Okay. So, hold on. Okay, I read the first response, and it is about a friendship situation. However, I'm going to save that for the, is this a red flag or am I overthinking? Because I think it's a red flag. However, so if you're like, oh my gosh, didn't read my response, it's probably because I'm going to push it back for a later podcast episode, because I think this would better be fit in the relationship episode. But I do see your situation, the person that's talking about the situationship. I see it. I'm just going to leave it for next time. Okay. All right. So this question says, what is the most important quality you look for in a friend and why? How do you maintain meaningful friendships even when your lives are really busy or when you have a physical distance? And have you ever had to navigate tough friendships, and what did you learn from that experience? What's the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? And how do you support your friends when they're going through hard times? Oh my gosh, so many good questions, so much to unpack. I think some of this I did already go over. However, I will briefly just touch on a lot of things. Important qualities I look for in a friend is somebody who is present, somebody who is trustworthy, reliable, and somebody who will hold me accountable. I think those are the qualities I look for in a friend. I'm not looking for somebody who's just going to pat me on my back 24/7 and tell me that I'm doing amazing things. I want somebody who's going to look at me in my face and be like, Lily, you're being dummy. You're being a dummy. And I'm like, okay, that's what I look for in a friendship. How do I maintain meaningful friendships despite busy lives or distance? I think for me, the thing is, if you... My other sister had said this yesterday on TikTok or something, like, if she was talking about the whole, if he wanted to, he would. I would just say that this whole thing applies to friendship as well. I think if you truly, despite how busy you are, I was super busy last quarter, but if I still wanted to make time for my friends, I would do it. I think regardless of how busy you are, you were never too busy to send a text and let somebody know what's happening. So I would say, when my life gets really busy, I think just communicating with your friend and letting them know what that may look like for your friendship in this season. However, I think a FaceTime over the weekend, a FaceTime when you're walking to class, a text, whatever the case is, does not take that long, right? Have I ever had to navigate tough friendships, and what did I learn from that experience? Yes, I think I shared multiple stories of this. I learned that I settle for things that I shouldn't. I learned that some people just aren't as mature as they may seem. And I realized that people often think that they're the center of quite literally everything. How did I navigate that? I finally came to my senses and I found friends who were not like that and snapped me out of it, and I was able to leave that friendship. What's the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? I think a friend is somebody that you can rely on for everything. Somebody that you could call up if you need something, or they could call you if need be. And they know about you. Like, they know who you are as a person. They know your morals, your values. I think acquaintance is like a classmate. Somebody who you may know each other on an academic level, but nothing deeper than that. I think that oftentimes acquaintances become friends, but I think I have a lot of acquaintances, people who I care about, you know, that I would smile at or wave at in passing. But when I say that they're genuine friends, probably not, because we don't know each other on that deeper level. So I would say friend is a little bit deeper than acquaintance, in the sense that you also probably choose to hang out with each other beyond just the classroom setting. Okay. And I have an amazing story of that. One of my best friends ever, Cabrina. Hey, we met in a random GE class. It was her, she was a fourth year and I was the first year, and we randomly both ended up taking this class for an elective. And we met in that class, and I love her so much, and I don't know what my life would look like without her. And I love her so much, and she was an acquaintance at first. But then I'm like, wait, she's interesting. I want to get to know her. And now we're BFFs, so love her so much. I actually just got to see her because she graduated, but she came to school to pick up her diploma. And so I got to see her, and that was really special. We went to Olive Garden. It was great. Okay. And then how do you support your friends when they're going through hard times? I would say seeing what they need. I think everybody processes grief in tough times differently, and sometimes people physically need space, but just letting them know that, like, you're here for them. I think one thing for me is when I have a friend that's going through something that's really, really hard, I don't know what to do, but I want them to know that I'm there for them. I might shoot them a text to be like, hey, just want to let you know I love you. I'm here for you. Whatever you need. Do not feel any pressure to respond to this, but know that if you need anything, I'm here. But I think it also takes like getting to know that person and what they need in different situations. So I would say just communicate with them. Sometimes they need you to be physically there with them, and whatever that is, if my friends ever need me for something, like, I will drop whatever I need to make sure that I'm there for them, because I know they would do the same for me. But I would say just communicate them and see what they need. Like, everybody needs something different. Somebody might want space, nobody to talk to them. Somebody might want somebody checking up on them 24/7. Just find any way that you could support them, whether it's making them a meal and dropping it off or sending them funny reels, whatever the case is. I would say communicate them with them and see what they need from you. Okay. So I think this is a situation. Somebody had said that their friend violates their boundaries. Their friendship seems one-sided. They often feel drained or stressed. They can't be their self around them, and they belittle them in certain ways. They gossip about other people. You have to walk on eggshells around them, and they make fun of you around others. Honey, I hope you're not talking about the same person to all these. Okay, so let's take these one by one. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be a long episode, but it's great. Okay, they violate your boundaries. I've talked about this in one of the other episodes. Anybody who violates your boundaries in any way, shape, or form does not respect you, and therefore is not worthy of your attention, your time, or your energy. So if you've set boundaries in place and somebody keeps trying to cross them in one of the cases, it's a big no. It's a huge red flag, and it's an immediate cutoff for me personally, right? If I've set something in place and you continue to try and cross that line, that's not going to work out. So that's the first thing I would say. The friendship is one-sided. I think one thing for me is oftentimes when I was facing friendships that felt one-sided, I was never communicating about that. I think a lot of issues could be resolved by me simply having a conversation, but sometimes you have friends that just aren't receptive to feedback in any way, shape, or form. That's also not somebody that you want to be around. You should never feel drained every time you're hanging out with somebody. If it's a consistent thing over and over again, it's probably something that you don't want in your life, and that's okay. You should not be increased. Your stress shouldn't be increased. You shouldn't be emotionally drained. I feel like happy and recharge whenever I'm with my friends. Like, obviously I might feel physically tired, but I'm never emotionally tired or mentally tired. And somebody who you can't be yourself around is not your friend. If you cannot be your genuine self, they are not your friend. Because a couple things are happening. One, you're either scared that they're going to judge you for who you are, or two, you're changing who you are when you're around them. And I think neither of those are things that you want to be doing with somebody who you genuinely care about and love. They belittle you in subtle ways. No, huge red flag. It's a no. I'm sorry. anybody who's willing to, I get like, you know, playful back and forth. My friends will do that sometimes. We'll do it to each other. That's a thing. It's mutual. Playful back and forth, playful, you know, bullying occasionally, but it's terrible. Like, I don't think if it's ever went beyond that, obviously that would be a different situation, but I don't think this is what you're experiencing in this case. I think this person just is not the best friend. They gossip about other people. I want to say that's a red flag. I'm so guilty of this. I wouldn't even say it's gossip. I'm working on it, guys. I know life and death is at the power of the tongue. I'm working on it, okay? I wouldn't say we gossip about other people. I think there's a difference between gossiping and having a conversation, but that's a different situation. But I would say if they're openly talking crap about other people, they're also doing the same about you. And I mean that in such a loving and caring and respectful way. Friends who so easily and quickly will just say the worst stuff about people who they don't even know, and when they don't know the full situation, are doing the same thing about you, or saying the same thing about you. You have to walk around eggshells around them. I think that also goes with like not being able to be yourself, like being afraid that one thing you say is going to make them snap. Not somebody that you want to be around and makes fun of you around others. Yeah, no. I hope these are not all the same people, but if they are, I would really encourage you to drop that friend. Because I would say that every single friendship is, you know, you can mend every single friendship. This is a lot to unpack. I think the first one immediately is a red flag, and that would be the first sign of exiting that friendship. It doesn't have to be this whole dramatic thing and just be like, we're not meant to be in each other's life right now. I'm sorry. And that's it. But if you want additional support, you can DM me. And we could talk this through. This goes with everything that I'm reading. If I say something and you're like, huh, that's interesting, and you want to talk about it, you can DM me. We can have a conversation about it because I'm always on my phone. I say this every episode. How do you take initiative to hang out more and try to go closer with the person? I would say communication, texting them, letting them know that you're interested. I think oftentimes people feel like they're a burden in some way. And so letting them know that that's not the case at all and you genuinely just love them and love their company and want to get to know them, I think is something that would be you taking initiative. So texting, planning stuff. But I will say if it's continuously one-sided, that's another conversation you want to have. But I would say just communicate. Text them, call them, whatever. Ooh, a friend that only gossips and talks about guys. Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Will drive you crazy. So try and avoid those. And I say that and I feel like maybe I have been this at some point. I'm so sorry. If any of my friends are listening, you're like, Lily, that's you. But for me, it's like jokey, right? I stand on business. I do. Okay? The women who, or I don't even just want to say women. Anybody who's centered around this whole idea of like, I need this person, I need this guy, I need this girl, I need this whatever. I'm sorry. It's okay to want that, to feel love and desire and all that stuff. But that's the only thing that you bring to a friendship. It's a no. It's a no. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I would just have that conversation with them. Because I think the person probably doesn't even know that they're doing it. I think it's really easy to just get caught in that and feel like you have nothing better to talk about. Just get to know each other a little bit better. I don't know. Like, I think you should have other things to talk about in your friendship besides constant gossip and also always talking about guys. Okay. Was that the last one? Yes. Okay. So, this episode's really long, but I did want to say, you guys said some really good things. I think I really enjoyed getting to sit and read your responses. I think it made me smile. And thank you guys for those of you who filled out this form. I think you can still fill it out. I also have something on the story on my personal, or no, I don't have it on my personal story. But you can DM me if you also have questions. This month we're covering faith, friendships, family. Faith, friendship, family, self-love. Is this a red flag? Am I overthinking / relationships? I never clarified that. But any of your relationship questions, if you asked any, will be answered in the is this a red flag or am I overthinking section. However, I also know that is this a red flag or am I overthinking section. I looked at some of them. Not all of them are relationship-based. So we might just weave them into another episode. But okay. That is all for today's episode. I just wanted to give a couple of reminders really quickly. I think that you are worthy of genuine friendships. You are worthy of being seen and loved by somebody so deeply. And I think if you're not finding that in the current friends that you are, I want you to first do a couple of things. One, I want to ask if you're that friend to somebody else, right? Are you able to be that friend that you want in somebody right now? Or are you just expecting that for yourself and not putting in that effort to give that to somebody else? And secondly, know that it's nothing to do with you. I think
majority of the time that it has nothing to do with you or who you are as a person. I think your inability to make good and genuine friendships has nothing to do with who you are as a person. I think more so might be about who you're choosing to surround yourself with. And yeah, I would say if this episode made you feel some type of way about a friend situation or something like that, I would say communication is the greatest tool that you can use in any sort of relationship. So I would say communicate with that person, have a conversation with them. I don't think that every friendship breakup or whatever the case is needs to be this huge dramatic end. But I think generally just having conversations with an individual. Having conversations with an individual just might be something that you need. And lastly, if you want to be my friend, hit me up. Okay, so thank you for listening to this episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I'm so excited to see what the rest of February has in store. Please, please, please fill out that Google form. It's in the bio of Instagram. So I'm going to see if I can include it in the comment section or something down below. I'm sorry that I sound like this. Hopefully by the next episode, I will not. So I will see you guys in the next episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I'm Lily Tombe, and I hope to see you guys next time. Bye-bye.